Folks, this segment is brought to us by Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related.
Well, folks, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to Lake Fork. Mr. Seth Vanover, my longtime buddy, fishing guide deluxe, is on the water. I think he's got another guide, Mr. Keith Parks from Tewakety, out there catching some crappie. Am I right, Seth?
Yes, sir, you are.
I heard some excited hollering there when just before we went on the air, and you guys are no doubt already catching crappie this morning, right?
Oh, yes, sir. We're sitting out here in about 45 foot of water near a river channel and picking them off these trees.
Well, only thing better for me, anyway, would be if I was with you, but by golly, I'll remedy that before very much longer, you know? Yeah. Well, let's talk catching crappie. So, are they right now, of course, we're into November, you know, are they, have they moved deeper?
Yes, sir. They've pretty much set up on their winter pattern pretty good. They're just out deep timber, and even on the main lake points, they're starting to show up day to day out on the main lake timber, main lake points, SRA, you know, all the stuff out there by the dam. They're starting to show up. It's the wintertime bite is here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I tell you what. As far as this is a kind of a moot point, but it has to be asked. Minnows or jigs? I know at some point in the wintertime when the water gets real cold, sometimes minnows are better, sometimes jigs, but I bet you guys are fishing with jigs right now.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Uh-huh. You can catch them with minnows. If you want to get out on the break lines at the main lake point, you can get out there with a drop shot minnow rig and just kind of ease around, and you can catch them just as easy.
Yeah.
The quality fish, you know, they tend to be out here on the timber where we're at now. But even, yeah, I mean, a 10-inch crappie, that's a quality fish. You know, that's a keeper fish. But and you're gonna catch a bunch of those right now on those main lake points by the dam.
Yeah,
154 bridge is full of crappie right now.
Yeah,
so it's real good fishing. I mean, it's just that time of year right now.
It is.
But
well,
also remember, December 1st, got to keep everything.
That's exactly right. Well, Mr. Keith Parks there, I don't, honestly, Seth, I don't know Keith personally, but we'll get, if he'd like here in just a little bit, we'll get him to kind of give a little Tewakety update. I guess he guides there. I've heard the name. I just honestly never met Keith. But
yes, sir, he runs Messing with the Fish Guide Service, quality catfish and striper guide.
Yeah, and stripers too. Probably, yeah, that's, you know, that's something that I hate to admit, but I'm kind of lacking on in our show here and in my writing too is sand bass and hybrids around Tewakety. I cover the catfish, do a pretty good job with you know, Tony Pennybaker helps me out a lot, and David Hansen over there, my buddies over there at Tewakety, but the sand bass and the stripers, I just don't get a good handle on that. So maybe Keith can, you know, maybe he can help us out on that front a little bit too, you know?
I bet he could.
Yeah, okay.
The striper and sand, he's easy. When it's that time of year, he's on them.
Now, at Tewakety, it's that time of year right now, I promise you. I fished down there for, oh gosh, the past 25 years, you know, and had a guide tell me down there one time, I was so wrapped up in not, well, I was working as a surveyor, riding on the side, you know the program.
And, yes, sir.
And I was every slack minute in the fall, I was deer hunting. I mean, I was in the woods, and this old boy still guiding down there, he told me, he says, Luke, just come out one time in the November with me. And we got into the dangest bunch of schooling hybrids and stripers you ever seen. From that time on, I tried to devote a little time in the fall. Well, you know how it is when you get wrapped up with the deer hunting. Well, Seth, as far as the jigs right now, this might help some people. Size jigs? Are you getting real small with the jigs right now?
Big baits.
Big baits.
We're throwing quarter ounce feather jigs. We're throwing quarter ounce. My Mr. Crappie stuff that I fish with, I'm throwing those big two and a half inch snapjacks on a quarter ounce head. It's all about getting down to the fish before you get blown off of the spot.
Yep.
Even on the break lines, on the bottom, we're using a quarter ounce on a tandem rig.
Yep.
We'll use a quarter ounce on the bottom, and then I might go to a 16th ounce or an 8th ounce on top, but typically I'm running two quarter ounce jigs.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, it's big bait, big fish time. Well, you know, even them little, the yeah. little fish gonna knock them 10-inch or them big baits.
Oh, for sure. Know? And then, like you say, the heavier bait. Same with striper fishing up at Texoma on a windy day. You know, you might go to a 1 ounce jig. Big jigs, so you can feel that bait, so it'll get down and you can work it in the wind. Well, Seth, I tell you what, if you could get Mr. Parks away from catching those crappie, if he wants to, yeah,
I bet I can get Keith over here.
Got you both trapped in the boat. Why not get a double banger and get some striper information down at Tewakini?
Well, he just unseated himself. I'm going to pass the phone
off. Oh, hey, Seth, make sure I want to let everybody know Lake Fork, Cat, and Crappie. I think that's about all we need to say. Everybody knows how to track you down, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, well, here comes Mr. Parks.
All right.
Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Keith. Nice to make your acquaintance, buddy. Hope you're doing well. And it sounds like you're having a ball catching some crappie with one of my other buddies, Seth.
Oh yeah, we're having a great time out here. I've got my brother Jamie out, and we're pulling them up.
Well, thank you for spending a little bit of time on the radio with us. And just so you'll know, this is going from Amarillo down to the southeast, almost to Louisiana. So a lot of people fish your lake too, and I'm one of them, Lake Tewakini. Keith, where I'm a little weak on the radio shows is I've got. A lot of good catfish information there with Tony Pennybaker and David Hansen.
Sure.
But what I don't have is sand bass and hybrids and striper information. That's something I've been doing at Tewakini for, 25 years, maybe plus, you know. And how about the fall fishing? I've enjoyed some awesome fall fishing at Tewakini for hybrids and sand bass in the past. How is it going right now, say through the, into December?
Well, I've been doing a lot of catfish trips. We've been doing a lot of eater-sized cat trips, and I've been focusing primarily on that. And, of course, trophy catfish, where they're starting to land some big ones. I caught one yesterday. It was a good size. I didn't weigh it. It's probably around 30 pounds or so. But, you know, as far as hybrids, they've actually been real scattered right now. The ones I'm marking, they won't stay around the boat very long. So it's kind of been a hard bite. Now, you know, as time goes by, of course, you can go out and you hit your thumper on and sit there and do some dead sticking.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
You know, I'm hoping to do some more of it. Just in the last couple of weeks, I haven't been doing a lot of striper fishing.
I'm with you.
This
yeah.
time of year patterns.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what.
You know,
go ahead, Keith. I'm sorry. I'm walking over you
there,
buddy.
No, okay. No, you're fine. No, you're fine. But yeah, I was just saying, you know, if it's typical of all the other years, and, you know, once the water temperature drops a little more, they should be stacked up, and we can do some dead sticking and pull some in the boat.
Well, when that time gets around here, Keith, I want you to, through Seth or whatever, make sure and get with me. I want to do a newspaper article and get you talking about the dead sticking, because that's a fun way to fish. It's kind of a do nothing deal until that sucker hits, and then you got your hands full on those hybrids, you know.
Yes, sir. You're exactly right.
Yeah. Well, you've
never done it a lot. It's different.
I haven't done any dead stick. Last time I was dead sticking was with Mr. Randy Ruth, Team Redneck Guide Service at Lake Whitney. That's the truth. And it was a cold. You mentioned cold day and stripers and Luke the last time, and old Randy can tell you. We caught them. But, man, it was like you just sat there and it do nothing until that striper hits, you know. They don't want a fast-moving bait when it's that cold.
They don't. No, yeah. You got to be real still. They'll hit it like a crappie until you pull one up. Well, that's what you got on, you know.
Yes, sir, exactly. Well, well, Keith, I know you guys appreciate you and Seth taking a little time to visit with me this morning on the radio
sure.
and all of our friends. And, you know, I know you. I want to let you get back out there and get you some more of them big old slab crappie.
Sounds good.
Anybody
like
that wanted.
My brother pulling them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you got him working while you're talking. See, I see.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Keith, how about people that might want to come to Tewakini? And, you know, it's good that you also fish for the, you know, the fin fish, too, and the catfish. How do they contact you there?
If you just go to Tewakini.guide,
okay,
it pulls up our YouTube channel, of course, Facebook. I post almost daily, probably six days out of the week. And but that's the best way. Or you can call me at 214-514-4089.
Okay.
So, Tawakinia.guide's got all my information.
All right, buddy. Well, you guys get to catching those crappie, and I see a fish fry probably in your very near future. Am I right?
Hey, very near. When we get home, we're going to be frying some.
My kind of people, I can tell. Thank you a lot, Keith, and y'all have fun.
Okay, be blessed, Luke. Thank you.
Folks, I want to introduce you to my friends at Platinum Chevrolet and Platinum Cadillac in Terrell, Texas. Justin Rudd, my buddy, and crew there are there to serve you. Their motto is big enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. And that's the truth. The moment you walk in the door, you'll feel comfortable. Not one of these high-pressure sales places from years ago. It's a good place to buy the pickup you're looking for or the car. So you can go online to PlatinumChevyTexas.com, that's PlatinumChevyTexas.com, or just stop by. They're right there on the main drag in Terrell on Westmore. Again, that's Platinum Chevrolet and Platinum Cadillac there in Terrell, Texas.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Texas electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Texas, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online.